Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
From a land far, far away where success is a long shot and the struggle really is real, comes a voice from the depths of the concrete, the bowels of the BX, a voice that can't be silenced, here to share his positivity. Welcome to the Hope of the Hood podcast.
Guys, welcome back to Hope of the Hood. It's your boy. I'm back. I'm sorry I left you, man. You know I've been getting a lot of emails, a lot of text messages, a lot of DMs. A lot of Facebook messages, even though I don't check my Facebook messages. Wink, wink. I really don't. I fucking hate Facebook. Is like so just for my moms and them, you know, for my nanas and them. But yeah, I've been getting your messages. Thank you guys for reaching out. It really means a lot. When I get a message, somebody's like, yo, man, we miss you. Sometimes I'll be in the streets. They be like, yo, man, you know, we need that hope, man. I'm like, y'all be listening? Because I don't know. Sometimes I think I'm just talking into the ether. Nobody hears this. But, you know, you guys have been reaching out. So I'm back. I've been missing you guys. A lot's been going on since you've heard from me last. It was 2018, you know. Now we're in 2019. I couldn't leave you guys without another month in the year without your boy. You know, I'm going to change the name. This is called the Progress Report Edition. You know what I'm saying? I'm checking in. Progress Report. I've been making a lot of progress. I've been growing as a person, and it feels good. I've been fortunate enough to move further away from my hater lifestyle. You know, I used to be a hater. I don't know if y'all know that about you, but I used to be a hater. I used to couldn't stomach if you had more than me. Or even if I thought you had more, like whatever. I was just a hater. Whenever I saw something, I'd be like, man, fuck this shit. Shit is whack. And now I just be like, yo, mad love. I ain't gonna lie. Like once I started with the love, that was at the end of 2017, I started showing love. I was like, you know what? Let me listen to what somebody else got to say. 2018 now, I'm like, yo, this is working. But then I started doubling down on, I was holding even more doors for people now in 2018. I was like, yo, this love shit is working, son. I started distributing more hugs. You know, right now, I'm drinking hot chocolate. That's a love. That's a love drink. Hot chocolate, you can't hate nobody while you're drinking hot chocolate. It's hard. You got to be a hardened piece of shit to hate somebody whilst drinking hot chocolate. It feels good, though, honestly. Just help, you know, like, when somebody comes to me, like, this is what I've been getting a lot lately. People be like, yo, man, you a goat, man. You a young goat, son. Goats. Ah. And I'm like, dude, we like a herd of goats. You know what I'm saying? It's not just, the only time you see one goat is like he's a sad goat in like a prison petting zoo type of situation. And even then, it's a couple of the goats. You know, it's never just one goat. You'll never just see one goat. So, you know, and that's how I've been giving it up, how I look at it, especially right now, how I've been looking at my friends and strangers and anybody trying to do something positive, anybody trying to do something that's like, you know, something new, but something that's going to move them forward. I'm with it, man. Like, I'm not a hater. Like, I used to be a hater. I'd be like, man, fuck what you trying to do. You know what I'm saying? Get off me. I used to be, but now it's like, it almost propels me even more when I see other people doing things and, you know, to spread love and to let them know that it's coming from a genuine place. Like, I don't spread love because I want you to do something for me. I spread love because, honestly, I want love. So if I want love and I don't get love all of the time. Like, sometimes people, you know, they might be like, nah, son, we not feeling you, whoop, whoop, whoop. And it's cool, but, like, the more love I give, the more love I get back, the more opportunities I get. A lot of people think it's just talent. It's not talent at all. Like, my mom asked me the other night, she goes, she was talking to me about my homegirl. And she was like, how she know all those people? Why do everybody want to work? I'm like, ma, she work hard. What you mean, how she do it? She work hard. She works harder in more aspects of what she does than the person next to her. You know, as far as like, and she's like, well, and I'm like, yeah, she has good taste. It's my homegirl, I'm gonna call her that book. So she goes, one, she has good taste. Two, people like her around. That should really be one. Like, people like her around. She has good taste. She works hard. She doesn't take shit. And she's sweet as fuck. Like, and she's fair. So it's like, you know how far you'd go? Some people just are like, and even in comedy, it's like, yo, there's people that are way funnier than me or way funnier than anybody. But they are not at the front of the line because they just can't be a nice person. They never have something good to say. People see them and go, oh, boy, I guess it's time to leave. This motherfucker's here. You know, so it's like all you got to do is simple. Be a good fucking person. You know, spread love. Be authentic about it. Give love because you want love. If you don't want love, then, hey, go chill with, you know, what they call it, the left. In the politics, I don't know the politics. I know it's a right and the left. I don't know who's on the right side. I want to say righty, but I feel like righty all is like Republican. So I'm gonna say that's like, so yeah. And then lefty is like, Democrat. You know what I'm saying? So that's the Democrat side, yo. And we just out here. But yeah, I'm not. So if you want to be that way, go on that side. If not, it's all love, yo. It's like it's really simple. And like I say that a lot of times. I'll be like, yo, it's simple. And I realize it's not simple. Because it seems like these simple things that, you know, yeah, just go out, show love. It's not, it sounds simple, but it's hard. Because the hard part comes when you don't get the love back. You know what I mean? How do you keep giving the love? Or you're going to be like, nah, fuck that. Now I hate everybody again. And it's like, the more you can maintain and be consistent with your love and just how you treat people and how you make people feel, you know, that's super important to me. Because like I said, I just want people, you know, I might not understand everything somebody says. I might not be interested in everything everybody says, but at least I'll listen to it. And if I don't like it, I'll keep that opinion to myself. You know what I'm saying? And if somebody asks me about it, though, then I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be like, I won't shit on it, but I'll be like, it's not for me. It's not my thing, you know? And so that's like a big thing, 2018. And that was one of the things that's got me going right now into 2019. So 2019 is about to be lit. I got off probation this year. Fire. So, you know, if you're listening to this, wherever town you at, hit me up because I'm going to come through. Make sure you follow me. We're going to do shows all over the country. And even if we don't have shows, we going all over the country anyway just because we've been down too long, man. I'm going everywhere. I'll be in New Orleans on the 30th of this month. If you're down there, you want to check me out. I'll be at the Civic Theater doing warm-up for the Comedy Central Half Hours. That should be fun. But yeah, I'm out. 2019 is fire, off probation. A lot of things I've been waiting to do for 7 years. You know, I got a list of people I'm going to punch in the face once I get off this probation. It's a wrap, man. I ain't forgetting. No, I got the memory of a turtle? Like an elephant. I got an elephant memory, you know, and a turtle body. Feel me? Because I've just been taking it slow. But I remember it all. Nah. I'm lying. I'm not punching nobody in the face. But yeah, this is it. 2019. I'm back. I'm a free man. I'm very fortunate that I was even on probation, because I probably wouldn't have focused as much as I did in what I'm trying to do. I probably would have been running around wilding out, doing the same whatever. Nah, I wouldn't have been doing the same thing, but you know, I feel like when you, it was like I was forced to focus. Like, yo, what? We gonna give you another chance, and then you like, all right, I gotta get it. So, and it just so happens that now it feels like all of the work that I've been putting in for the 7 years, focusing and just kind of like, you know, focusing on one thing. It's like paying off almost like at the right exact time of like, okay, you're about to be a free man and all of these things are waiting for you. You know what I mean? Which it feels like almost not real. But it feels very good. Like the other day I was at the crib and my mom, she seen I had like the, because, you know, I got homegirls. I got friends, you know, they give me little stones, little chakra stones, I call them, you know, it's little geodes and all the little quartzes, you know, so they give me like the little quartzes and the little centrines and all that stuff. So I got them like on the coffee table at the crib, you know, I put them on. So my mom goes by, she goes, oh man, I see you got these stones, man, they must be really working, you know. And I'm like, yo, whoa, don't be discounting my hustle, yo. Don't be giving my credit to no rocks. You know what I'm saying? This is hard work. The rocks wasn't there. The stones wasn't there. I was there. No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, and that, like, even that, just opening your mind up to shit where it's like, I don't, if somebody gives me a rock, I'm not going to throw it in the garbage. I'm going to be like, yo, word, yo. Chakras now. Chakras is aligned, yo.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
This is it. I came to a lot of realizations, like, too, at the end of, like, 2018 was such a good year because there was so many ups and downs for me. You know, more ups than downs, but the downs were, like, any down, I feel like, it's, like, there's no, like, mild down, I feel like. There's no, like, down, it's, like, all right, this down ain't too bad. I feel like every down feels like, you don't want me to succeed. Why God don't love me? I feel like every atheist just had a down that was too down. And they was like, you know what? Let me just stop praying and see what happens. I did that once. I did that when I was a kid. I was like, I'm going to stop praying and see if this shit, if it's only bad days ahead. And then things were kind of cool. And I was like, all right, this is a fluke. Why are they praying for when things are just fine? Things are just going to be fucked up anyway. But the downs that I got this year, the biggest down I got was I got a no from the Comedy Cellar. Oh, that shit hurt. That shit hurt. Because it's like the best club in the fucking world to me, I feel like. You know, so I'm like, damn, she told me no. And then she started passing mad other comedians. I was like, yo, you think they funny? So, you know, it's like all of those things started kicking in. Like, yo, you think they funnier than me? And then the funny part is, too, is like, you know, and then, like, the streets know. Like, everybody that was, like, they're like, damn, man. The thing that I feel like really, it wasn't as bad as it was when a lot of people were kind of like, yo, so you didn't get passed? Or, like, no, they were like, so when you going to audition at the Cellar? And I'm like, I did already. And they're like, what happened? I'm like,
She didn't want me. I felt like the Fresh Prince at the end of that episode. Why he don't want me? Why she don't want me, yo? Yo, why she don't? I love comedy. Why she don't want me? I've been working mad hard all of these years. I'm dedicated and she don't want me. Right? And then it felt bad, though, because, like, it was cool, but then every time somebody was, like, they would always say, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Like, it felt like, it's one thing to be like, I didn't get in, but then when they were all like, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm just kind of like, after a while, I started being like, dude, don't be sorry for me, man. I'm not on the wrong side of history. You know what I'm saying? And then, honestly, that shit built me up after, it took maybe like a week or two. Or like, about a couple weeks. And then I was kind of like, yo, you know, it built me up. Like, yo, I'm either going to, obviously, I'm not getting in there. If she just said no. And then I had another thing with this network that was doing this thing. And they were like doing a show there. And they were like, yo, we're going to get you on the show. And I'm like, well, I don't know if you know this, but I didn't get past. And they were like, well, no, we're going to get you on the show anyway. And I was like, oh, okay. And then like they were like, nah. And I was like, oh shit. All right, cool. But after that part, it was like it really made me like sit down for a second, like on the bench and go, what's going on, dude? I'm like, what's going on, yo? Like, you know, what are you gonna do? Cause you're not gonna get past there right now. Like you might never get like so now I had to change my mindset to be like, all right. I don't need to get past there. You know, not to take nothing away from the club or the comics or whatever it is, but, you know, I got to get my moms out of the hood, and one person isn't going to be the deciding factor for me not making it. And if anything, it kind of made me angry. Like, I saw Marina Franklin one day. It's a comedian in New York. Funny legend, you know. So she seen me, and she asked me, and she was like, yo, so what you going to do over there? I was like, oh, I did, and they didn't, whatever. She was like, oh, that's whatever. And then she goes, you know what? You got to get angry. And I was like, huh? And she was like, get angry. Get angry and go. And you just do your thing. Just get angry. Like, not in a negative way, but like, yo, get angry. And like, yo, that shit resonated. And I just started getting angry. So now, like, yeah, I'm not like a psychic. So I can't predict exactly what's going to happen with things that I do. But I do go in with an angry approach now where it's like, all right, I got to be a dog. You know, I got to go. Like, I got to go. I got to go like I got it already. You know what I mean? Because I'm looking at it thinking, yo, I'm going to get into this place and things will change. And then I started looking at it like, yo, I'm glad I didn't get in. That was the best no I could have got, right? Because then it started fast forwarding. It started speeding up my way to greatness. It started because then I had to see it differently, because before I would have been like, I probably would have got passed. I would have kicked my feet up. I'd have been like, yo, I'm the man. I probably would have still been basking in it like, yo, you could catch me at the cellar. And now I'm like, yo, I'm going to make the hottest shit that I don't even got to be there. Like now I'm on some shit now. Like someone was the other day was like, yo, you going to get in? I'm like, dude, I don't even want to get in. I do, if anybody listening that can help me get, like, I wouldn't mind to be, because I seen the holiday party video on stories the other day, and I felt a little left out. I got angry. I had to go to sleep early, I'll be honest with you. But still, that shit got me like, yo, all right. And then, if you're fortunate and you're a good person, that's what I said back to being a good person, yo. You're fortunate enough, you get to be around people that will, I don't even want to say, like, they'll help you, but they'll help you experience different things that are possible, right? So now I'm with Alana Glazer. So we go to Buffalo, right? Four shows, sold the fuck out. Like, not on some, because I'm looking at the club's lineups and like, now nobody's selling out. Especially four on a weekend in Buffalo. There's nothing going on in Buffalo. So I'm like, you can sell out four, and then they treating you. And then I might go with somebody else. You know, Che might be like, yo, I'm doing a pop-up show. Sells out immediately. There's not no, you know, it's just is how it works. So now I'm looking at it like, hold up. I'm looking at this one place. I should be looking at it like, I'm trying to put out a message today on my story. Yo, I got a show on Friday, and then it's gonna sell out by Friday. So that's like not. So it forced me to like. That's the next step for me. Or like, if I would have gotten there, I'm telling you, I'd have been like, oh man, I'm gonna set the seller. I'm cool. I'm vibing. But now it's like, oh, I gotta work even harder, even smarter. I gotta think of things, you know. But then it started like after that, things started turning around. After my mentality was like, man, fuck that. You gotta figure out your thing, yo. It's not up to anybody or any place of like what you're gonna do, who you're gonna be, where you're gonna go. So I ran into my homie, and we're talking, and I'm like, yo, dude. I figured it out. A lot of the things, because like I said, I don't have a manager. I don't have an agent. This is just me, you know. The more things happen for me, the harder it is for me to, like, accept that, yo, I need a manager or an agent. Like, I'm working right now to the point of, like, I just need to get to the deal where I need an entertainment lawyer. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not trying to get to the deal before, because that's what I thought I needed. Oh, I'm in this meeting. Now I'm gonna need a manager or agent to help. Like, no, I don't like. And then if anything, that shit kills your vibe. It takes away from what your vision is when you have somebody there. Like, well, you know. So I'm talking to my boy, and I'm like, yo, you know what? Because he came. So we have a new show now. I should have mentioned that up top. Kumbaya, every Wednesday. Doors at 8. Show is like 9:30, and so this is the first show a couple weeks ago. First show, new venue, promoted Monday, show was Wednesday. I was nervous, I'll be honest with you. It's a fucking 120 seater. We're going from a 65 seater, 120 plus or 150. So I'm nervous. I'm like, oh, shit, how are we going to do? I'm fucking nervous. And then before you know it, that shit is at, like, standing room only capacity. I'm like, yo, we did it. And then I'm realistic. So I'm like, all right, if we can do this three more times in a row, then I'll know we're back and we have something special. You know, next show. Even more, I was like, oh, shit, I set my goals too low. I was like, all right. Next week, I want people to actually have to be here at 8 o'clock on the dot to ensure, like, so they know they'll get a seat. I want to be packed before 9. You know, that's like my next goal. And then I'm like, I want people to be like lined up the steps trying to get in. Like, that's the next goal. Excuse me. So I'm asking. So my boy, we talking to Kev. I was like, yo, this shit is crazy. Yo, I'm like, yo, Kev, I figured it out. At the end of 2018, I figured it out. And it's that I ask myself different things. And I ask of myself different things. I ask of people different things. And I ask in a different way. You know, I try to ask of myself, what do you really want? Like, what do you really want? Or like, I'll ask, if you could do this, what would it look like? Like, how would it look? Like, if you could do it, how would it look? What would it look like? You know, if you was on stage, if you was talking to somebody, if you was asking for something, how would it look? What would it sound like? And then I try to create that shit vividly in my head. Like, I try to create it in my, like, I could see it. And then I go for it like I have it already, right? Or, like, if I'm asking somebody for something, I have to have so much fucking confidence behind what I'm asking and belief in what I can do. And then I usually get it really easily. Like, it's like people just want to have that thing, or not that they want to feel that. They want to feel like that you're honest. Like, I have a homie and I be trying to tell him, like, yo, dude, you can't be indecisive on what you want. You can't question, like, you can question what you want, but you got to question what you want to yourself. Don't ask someone else. Don't say, so what do you think about this, huh? Because I think it was a book I read by Tim Ferriss, and he goes, 4-Hour Work Week, he goes, never ask somebody if they would purchase something if you don't have it physically there to be sold. Because everybody could say yes, you make the thing. It's not an honest answer. If you actually have the thing physically and you're like, so you want to buy this? Yes or no? Like, that's the true answer. Not the, hey, so I'm thinking about doing this thing. Should I do it? It costs nothing to say yes. You know, and like our true friend will be like, no, but most people aren't true friends. Like, you know, like I'm not a true friend. There's a lot of people that like, you know, I like them, but I'm not going to get hit by a bus for them. You know what I'm saying? I'll be like, yo, watch out. Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to get hit by the bus. I'm going to read your eulogy and all of that. You know, I'll take a little walk through, pay my little respects. But yeah, I think how we ask what we ask, you know, how we ask what we ask is a lot to where we end up. Because, like, even that, I was like, damn, I asked for something too low, you know? And then all of these things, I feel like they build you up. All of these no's, like, last year was the year for me that I learned how to deal with no's and I learned how to deal with rejection last year. Like, before that point, I didn't really know. Like, I know how to, because life taught me how to deal with rejections and no's, but that's, like, just things that happen. So when you're working on something, like, this is, like, a different type of no, like, or rejection. Like, the old rejection is, like, you know, regular life shit. Your pops might leave or you might, whatever might happen is a different level of rejection as opposed to, yo, you sacrifice your life to do one thing and then you get a no and you're like, yo, I ain't good enough. I know I worked hard enough. Like, I had to, you know. So the rejection and the no's last year helped me really to where I'm at now, where I could deal with them and actually use them as a driving force instead of a negative force or something that'll hold me back. It gets me angry. You know, now it's like, okay, the more no's I got, that's what I told my boy Kev. I'm like, yo, I'm hyped. I got the right amount of no's. And I've seen some, like, a lot of people, they say, they like, this isn't some new thing, like, about no's pushing you forward, but it's like, I actually put in the work. Like, if somebody says, yo, Petey, woo, 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 they're not going to say, yo, he just knows this person or this, but that's how he got it. Like, no, I'm like, I put in the work from, you know, bus boy to now. You know, also, check out my little stand-up on Comedy Central. You can Google it. You can just go to YouTube, you know, and it's not on TV. It's Comedy Central Digital. And at first I was a little whatever, but now I figured it out, you know, because it represents me. It's for a lot of my friends don't got cable. A lot of my people that support me don't got cable. So they got to go over to the Facebook and the Instagram and the YouTubes and they can get down with your boy. But yeah, so the no's, the no's really helped me out and it helped me deal with everything. And my next point is I ran into a homegirl. And I've been, and this isn't the first time. It's like a few of my friends have, we've had this conversation. And it's like a, when that self-doubt conversation, when people are like, it's cool. And then the thing too is like, it's self-doubt is cool, right? Especially if it's something that you haven't done before. It's like, it's totally normal. You know, if it's something you've never, ever, ever tried or done, it's fine to have self-doubt because it's like, if you didn't have self-doubt, it'd be like you, like at least a little ounce of it, you wildin'. You know what I mean? You got to have self-doubt. But the thing with my friends, the conversations we were having was they were doubting themselves to like stand-up wise. They were doubting themselves saying like, oh, you know, one of my homegirls was like, I hadn't done it in a while, a few months. So now I don't know, and, like, I'm looking at these people and, like, yada, yada, yada. And then another homegirl was like, oh, I don't know if I want to do this thing because, you know, I haven't done it. Same story, I haven't done it. And I'm like, yo. And I didn't really think about this until I'm talking to them. And it's the truth. It goes back to, like, this is going to be on top of the no's and the rejections. All of the work that you've put in your entire life, everything, or, like, what in whatever field you're in, whether it's stand-up, whether it's carpentry, whatever it is, whether it's painting. If you've been doing it for a substantial amount of time, if you've had enough, if you've had a lot of ups and or like even if you had no ups, if you had a lot of downs, if you were struggling, if you were just trying to figure it out, if you hit your head a bunch of times, like I feel like people discount that shit so much. Like because they want every day to be perfect, so they'll discount their way. Like they'll discount the struggle. Like they'll discount how hard they work. Like they'll get a no, and it'll almost throw out mentally for them all the hard work they put in, all the struggle they worked through. Where I'm like, dude, this is the time. Whenever you doubt yourself, that's the time that you start thinking about that and go, nah, I came too far. You know what I mean? Like I'm telling my homegirl, like, you took a few months off, but how long you been doing this for? How long have you been doing it for, like, more than 7-8 years? This is the thing you know how to do, you know? So it's like that thing of, like, and just kind of knowing yourself, you know? Like, the confidence, too, is, like, the more you can define your struggle and you can define who you are and define where you're at, the more confident you are, you know? Like, even for me right now, I'm like, dude, I'm, like, at the most confident point of my life where I'm like, dude, if someone had to beat me, like, they would have to believe in themselves with that. It would be a battle. You know what I mean? And that's how I look at life and anything. I go, yo, they're not confident. They don't believe in themselves enough to beat me because I believe in myself. So it's like, if you don't believe it, you're not going to win. And that's a lot of things where it's just like in life with my friends and just in general, you're not going to win. You're not going to win if you don't believe in what you're not. It's not chance. It's not by chance. It's not some fucking luck type of shit. It's not. It's like your belief mixed with your heart, the years and the years that you've committed to doing something, and it just equals perfection or like something, a different feeling, you know? Like people like, yo, that Comedy Central thing, yo. I'm like, dude, that was years and years and years of me learning, me just like, you know, being left out. That was like years of me being left out, years of rejection, years of like, you know, knowing I'm good enough and then questioning, am I good enough? And then knowing I'm good enough and then, am I good enough? And then finally getting the opportunity and knowing like, this is definitely my first time anybody's going to see me outside of the people that know me. So, and then they put me up first. That was another thing was like, you know, in the show, you don't want to go first. You want like the second, third spot. They put me up first, but I'm like, dude, this is all I got. Yo, my mom's is there. You know what I'm saying? You might see it in the video. You see, my mom's is there. My sister's there. They brought her friends. And you know, if you don't do good, they all in the car together. They're going to be like, yo, your son is whack. So you know, I'm there and I'm like, yo, I got this opportunity, you know, and all of the years, that's all I think about. Yo, all of the years that I put in, all of the bullshit that I put up with. That's another thing. How much bullshit can you put? I can put up with a lot of bullshit. Because my eye is on the prize. I don't care what you're telling me. Like, I care where I'm trying to go. You know what I'm saying? So all of that, by the time you get that shot, you're going to shine. And just in life, yo, by the time you get that opportunity, I was just talking to a friend yesterday on the phone, like, the time when you get that opportunity, you're going to do great. And that's why you're going to do great, because of all of the hours you put in. All of the stress, all of the bad days, like all of them bad, those bad days are really good days. If you look at them, like the bad days, that's what makes you a monster. Like not the good days don't make you a monster. The good days almost like you believe in you're drinking, what they call it? You drink your own Kool-Aid. I never got that saying. Like, of course I'm gonna drink my own Kool-Aid. I made it. Fuck you talking about. I know how much sugar I like. I ain't gonna drink my own shit. Some sayings, we gotta remix the sayings. I'm gonna drink my own Kool-Aid and whatever. And so, yeah, just how you take the shit, man, and just kind of always staying within the belief of yourself and not letting it go. You know, believe in your taste, believe in what you like, believe in, you know, and that's why, like, the more confidence you have, it's harder. It's not hard to work with people, but it's hard to work with people that don't get it. Like, it's hard to work with people that aren't on the same page because it's like, why the, like, what are we doing here? You know what I'm saying? I'm not working for you. Like, not that there's anything wrong with working for somebody, but, like, it doesn't make sense. If you're trying to tell me I should do this or do that when it's like I already have my vision. Like, have a vision. I feel like we should all have a vision. And then another thing that I learned 2018, always have an exit strategy. It's not even in a negative way, dude. It's like I say exit strategy, but what I really mean is leave yourself room to do the next thing, the bigger thing, the whatever the evolution is. You know what I mean? Because staying at the same place to me is whack. You know, like I have a hot show in the city. Kumbaya, did I mention 146 Bowery on the corner of Bowery and Broome every Wednesday. Doors 8, Kumbaya Fiesta, 9 p.m. Come through. So it's like, you know, I have a fucking crazy show every week. Every week. And it's not, yeah, I'm a part of it. I'm a big part of it. But also is everybody else is a big part of it. Everybody that comes is a big part of it. Everybody there is a big part of it, right? But in my mind, I don't look at it and go, man, I just want to do this for the rest of my life. No, my exit strategy is a bigger fucking venue, you know? Is more money, is more things, like, so that's my exit strategy. I don't know exactly how I'm again. I don't know how. And that's the other thing, like, you got to have a vision. You don't got to know how. You don't have to know how, but have a fucking, you have to have a vision or else you ain't going nowhere. And don't have no basic ass vision, or you can. Who, you know, I don't want to be one that somebody told me the other day, I just want to make $60,000 a year. I'm like, okay, what is this, 1988? $60,000 a year. I'm trying to spend that much on killer whale food for my orca. You know, I gotta get that orca in the backyard, cause ain't nobody from the. And am I saying my backyard? It's not in the pool. It's in the ocean. It's just I have, you know, it's just not no SeaWorld shit. It says my backyard is an ocean and there's whales out there. And, you know, I make certain connections with certain whales. I feed them. They come back. They do tricks. I come out on the beach. I'll be like, ooh, and then they do wheelies and all that on their back, on their dorsals. Not their dorsals, their tail, their whale, whatever they call it, the whale tails. Anyway. Exit strategy. Exit strategy is important. Think about the next thing. Think about what you want to do next. Think about if you had everything you wanted. Think about if you won the lotto today. What would you do tomorrow? Would you go back to the same job? Would you do the same thing? So I think that's part of it too. And like, just don't think that things are impossible. That's something I learned too, because I feel like you break that mentality. Slowly but surely, like, it's not like you break it right away, but like piece by piece, you stop thinking that things are impossible. You start being like, you know what, this is, I can't do this, you know? So I think that's cool. Let the rejections drive you. Don't measure yourself by what someone else is doing. Do your own shit, you know? And it's almost even better, like, if you have a crazy, the thing that I like too is like having a far out goal or vision. Oh man, this is a crazy vision, right? And then it helps me filter out advice that I get, people that I talk to, because it'll always go through this filter of like, have they done what I'm trying to do? Have they been where I'm trying to go? And if it's a no, that's already like, all right, well, not saying I'm not going to listen, but that's like a geared towards that. That's where I'm leaning more of like, all right, well, I'm listening, but you ain't do that. You can't go do 1,000-seater tomorrow, or 2,000-3,000-seater, 4,000-5,000-seater. Like, that's the guy I want to talk to. I don't want to talk to the person that's like, yo, I figured it out. And you like, you just got like whatever you're doing, some makeshift shit. It's not really that serious, but you know, and just surround yourself with good people. That's the best feeling of like knowing you're around quality people that can do quality shit. You know, quality people. People that are like, that help. Like, I have a team. I'm a team member of a team. You know, and I don't look at it like I'm the head of the team or anybody's the head of the team. I feel like we're all working towards the same common goal, right? Do I pay them? I would love to, but I don't have the money like that. If I, whatever money I get, I'll share it and give it, but like, that's like the building blocks of like, all right, if I did have a huge thing, I got friends that I want to work with. When I do go into a meeting or when I do create something, I'm like, oh, I already have this person that I work with, and I only feel comfortable working with this person. You know, so it just feels right. And just having a vision that like nobody can't tell me, and then like believing in it and then having the confidence in it. It's like nobody could definitely tell me once I'm going, there's not much. You know, some people may go, well, we tried this before and it didn't work. And you're like, well, it wasn't me. It's different. Because that's what I'm saying. Don't look at somebody else and measure yourself. Because before, I feel like in the past, I would look at what somebody's doing or what somebody would say. So say, just hypothetically, say Dave Chappelle or like Eddie Murphy or somebody big was on TV and they were like, yeah, this XYZ is whack in comedy. So then I could be like, you know what? He's right, man. Or I could be like, yeah, it might be whack, but wait till I get it. So that's like, I changed my whole shit. Was like, all right, let me just weigh my odds, see what favors me more, what makes more sense, and then go in that direction. And I think it'll help you do that if you're not really hanging on to what someone else is saying or, looking at what someone else is doing. Like, you have to know what you want and then make the best decisions. Try to make the best steps towards where you want to go. And I feel like you'll figure it out. Just be nice. Be a nice guy. And people will actually help you get to where you want to go. If you're a nice guy and you're just confident, they want to help you. They're like, you know something that everybody doesn't know. Like, I feel like that's a huge part of it. Where it's like, when you're confident in some shit, it's easy for someone to trust you. It's easy for someone to go, well, I believe in him and he believes in it, or I believe in her and she believes in it, and then everybody's like kind of moving towards the same thing, and it's almost impossible to stop that sort of momentum. Like it's hard to stop it. Like it's almost like you just kind of just gotta go, all right, just go ahead, or else, you know. But that's my time. It was dope talking to you guys. I'm so happy to be back. You'll be hearing back from me. It probably won't be weekly. It probably will be either like bi-weekly or monthly. And then, you know, once I get the equipment in my house, I'll start recording like every day for like 2 minutes a day. But no, back here. So happy to be back at Acast Studios. You can find us on Apple Podcasts. You can find us on Acast. That's acast.com/hopeofthehood. You can find me at Kumbaya every Wednesday in the Lower East Side, 146 Bowery, on the corner of Bowery and Broome. So good to be back. I hope you guys are having a good beginning of the year. You got 11 months left. You know, don't fuck around. I don't want to hear back from you guys talking about, yo, PD, yo, I don't know what happened, man. Everything started out smooth and then no, man, it's momentum. Let the momentum flow. And then when things are going bad, a lot of times just double down on being a good guy or being a good person. You know what I'm saying? Show some love. If things are going bad, double down on the love. Yo, trust me, it's going to come back. And don't sit around waiting for the love. Just distribute the love, keep it moving, and then you'll start getting text messages and emails. And like, oh, shit, word, you want to give me some money? You want to work with me? Sure. And that's it. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.